WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 69 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Allen Honda, your Central Texas Honda dealer. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. One man is dead after an argument led to a deadly shooting and closed lanes at the intersection of Highway 21 West and OSR last night. According to a Brazos County Sheriff's report, the victim and a suspect argued earlier in the day and agreed to meet at that location. 54-year-old Stephen Bishop of Bogota was found shot in the driver's seat of a truck parked next to the suspect's truck. The suspect called 911 and is cooperating with investigators. The westbound lane of Highway 21 was closed for about an hour and a half, while OSR was closed until investigators left the scene at 12:45 a.m. The Lil and Elite Aggie Wranglers are one of two Texas groups chosen to perform at Donald Trump's inauguration in January. Director Sharon Toops, who started the dance organization in 1999, says this is a dream come true.
For the kids, I think it's going to be such an amazing learning experience for them, one that they can't even comprehend yet. And it's really a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for them.
Toop says this opportunity does come at a cost, so the Wranglers have started a GoFundMe page to help get to Washington, D.C. They're asking for community support through donations and T-shirt sales, which you can find on their Facebook page. Two of up to possibly five men accused of last Thursday's armed robbery of a Bryan convenience store are in jail. According to online jail records, neither one was charged with shooting a policeman shortly after the holdup at the Stripe store at South College in Carson. Jonathan Bradley of Plantersville and Raphael Ginn of Bryan are accused of taking an undisclosed amount of money from three cash registers. According to Ginn's arrest report, he drove four men to the store and was one of two men who went inside. A Bryan man is accused of drunk driving at more than four times the legal limit while going more than 102 miles per hour on Highway 6. According to the arrest report from a DPS trooper, 31-year-old Oscar Romero Alcantar was arrested Christmas Eve night for DWI with a prior conviction. You hear the reminder every year from local law enforcement, do not place empty boxes outside your home that could potentially attract burglars. Bryan Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse is jumping on that reminder bandwagon, but for an additional reason.
You also have set a real nice little stack of burnable material for anybody who's unfortunately gotten a bad thought in their head and become mischievous.
Bouse says to break down the boxes, put them in bags, and hide them in your trash. The College Station subdivision, where Emerald Parkway is located, is against the idea of making that street a six-lane highway connecting the freeway to Highway 30. Newly elected Mayor Carl Mooney is also opposed to the idea proposed by the Metropolitan Planning Organization. On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Mooney says he has support for rerouting FM 2818 down Welburn Road, then going east on William D. Fitch.
I spoke to a TxDOT engineer exactly about that alternate plan, and he seemed to think that that was a better route.
Mooney also says it's a less expensive alternative.
That's one of the things we have to think about is how much is all of this going to cost?
Sure, you're right.
And where we can combine our efforts, get the same result for less cost, I think is something we're always going to have to look for.
The MPO is holding five more public hearings on their long-range highway plan, finishing with a gathering March 6th at the Brazos Center. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 69 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Allen Honda. More news at 6:30 or online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
No, it's okay. It's not you. It's, since the aliens had the station. Let's see here. See how this is going to work. All right, so now, that's not right.
Uh-oh.
That's not even close to right.
Is it Monday?
It must be Monday, except it's Tuesday.
Oh,
all right,
no.
Let's see. All right. See, that's very strange. All right, hang on. Oh, wait, maybe the number lock wasn't on.
Still no?
In what world? Okay, so now you end the newscast just like normal, and we'll just edit it all together.
I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Bryan Broadcasting encourages you to go local by supporting our local businesses. When you shop, live, look, and dine locally, your tax dollars stay right here in the Brazos Valley, helping provide the services that make Bryan College Station a great place to live. You also help businesses grow, providing more jobs. Bryan Broadcasting and the Knightsbridge Apartments and the Quarters on Luther all remind you to go local.
Who turns off the number lock? I'm just saying. Let's do some weather. Hey, how are y'all today? It's Tuesday. We're working. How about you?
Ooh.
Yeah. All right. Well, weather's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Here we go.
Considerable cloudiness today. Just a chance at a stray shower. Most of the moisture is north and east of the region. Temperatures today, 65 to 70. Clouds night, there could be a stray shower. It remains mild overnight, lows near 60. Mostly cloudy tomorrow. There could be a couple of showers during the day, highs near 75. Clouds breezy tomorrow night, 55 to 60. Partly sunny and breezy on Thursday with a high of 65. I'm staff meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Coach Kevin Sumlin on the fate of Aggie wide receiver Speedy Noyle as the team prepares for the Texas Bowl tomorrow. Meanwhile, in the NFL, the Cowboys put the Lions playoff berth in jeopardy with their win last night. And in the NBA, James Harden helped lead the Rockets to a team record 10 wins in December. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There's Brad. Brad's back. Hey, Brad.
I'm hey,
back.
Brad. Welcome back.
Yeah, I hope you guys all had a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Shorts and T-shirt.
Yep.
Yeah, nothing like getting
sweating,
into the Christmassy spirit.
It felt so Christmassy.
Yeah, got to have some more of that coming up.
Thanks to Zach Taylor for filling in for me.
He did that. I don't know if he was happy about getting up early, but, you know, he put in the three requisite hours.
But it's a fun show.
Yeah, you know, why not? If you're going to be up, you may as well have fun.
Yeah.
Are you thinking about your dog misbehaving back at your house?
I missed you guys.
Oh,
so.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, I mean, if you had told us that, we'd have waked you up every morning. But, you know, there's
yeah, we could have called.
Yeah.
Sure. So it is. It's after Christmas. It's post-Christmas. And, you know, it's amazing because we have this musical run-up to Christmas
mm-hmm.
that sometimes starts the day after Thanksgiving. And then magically on the 26th, it's all over. You don't hear Christmas music anymore.
Yep.
Yeah,
you know, unless
my
you
mom
go
on keeps fun. Playing hers.
Well, and you can't, you, because folks may not know, we have an atrium in the building here, and Ben provides music for the entire building, kind
mm-hmm.
of playing it out in the hall, and it bounces around on the hard surfaces. But then he cuts that off on the 26th.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think your mom's part of that movement, that Christmas music doesn't have to necessarily end, especially if you didn't get to hear enough of it during the holiday.
Well,
so.
And you know, some people keep celebrating afterwards.
That's
yeah.
true. They do, yeah. It's Chewbacca.
Especially when it's this lovely.
Oh,
why,
yeah.
why would you not want to keep playing it?
Yeah.
Chewy!
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's enough. I just heard. Just thought
beautiful.
You'd want to hear a little of that because it's you know going on.
Thank you.
For Detroit airport employee Stephen Lawnberg, the mission this week was simple: no teddy bear left behind. The Southwest Airlines ramp agent learned through social media that the 8-year-old daughter of an old friend has lost her stuffed bear named Teddy after flying from Dallas to Detroit Metropolitan Airport. Eleanor's mom, Trish, put out the digital call after having no success with the airport's lost and found operation.
Imagine that.
Yeah, really. Mm-hmm. According to the Detroit Free Press, this is when this guy who worked for Southwest Airlines retraced Eleanor's steps before his shift began on Thursday, found the bear perched atop a garbage can.
Oh.
Yeah.
Teddy.
Better than being in.
Yeah.
And then he took Teddy on an adventure, photographed it for posterity into the plane's cockpit and service vehicle. Teddy also posed with some other stuffed animals in a shop.
Aww.
They were thrilled to find that Teddy was there and returned. So daughter got Teddy back for at least the day after Christmas.
And kind of like a Flat Stanley sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Posing with other stuffed animals.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep. Probably
and then she got a new toy for Christmas and said, see you later, Teddy.
Yeah, Teddy, you're gone. You're so yesterday.
Yeah.
We got a lot of info.
Mason.
Oh, and maybe it was a good thing because she was able to get safely out of Detroit, too, which would be
true.
A reason to celebrate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anytime you get a chance to do that.
Yeah, that's true. Well, then there's still Chicago. We've been hearing about that this morning, and we'll be talking about that more in just a little while. There we go. Good morning, meeting. We're going to have a great time.
It's time for Caldwell Country Chevrolet's year-end clearance sale. The 2017s are arriving daily, and the remaining 2016s must be sold. Take advantage of Caldwell Country Chevrolet's year-end clearance with rock-bottom pricing on 2016 and 2017 models. Massive discounts on over 100 pre-owned models. It's Caldwell Country Chevrolet's legendary year-end clearance sale. Call, come by, or click CaldwellCountryChevrolet.com. Caldwell Country Chevrolet, just a conversation away.
Oh, it's 6:15. Good morning, Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Only got five more days. Five more days.
Wow.
I know. It's National Fruitcake Day, but of course it probably could be for a long time.
Yeah.
It's for those of us in warmer climes, make cutout snowflakes day. People in North Dakota are seeing enough of the real thing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't need that. Visit the zoo today. I guess you could do that down in this part of the world. It works out okay. This is Howdy Doody Day.
Howdy Doody Day.
Simply because this is the anniversary, 1947, when it premiered. And pretty much the first big kids popular show on TV way back in the day. And it's the third day of Christmas, and also it's the fourth night of Hanukkah. And don't forget, Kwanzaa continues.
Okay.
So there.
Still now lots of celebrations.
Everybody now, it's all inclusive, so we've done like inclusiveness. So good
there
for
you
us.
Go.
All right, birthdays.
We do got some birthdays. Shay Mooney is 25, country singer. Another singer, pop singer Haley Williams of Paramore is 28 today. Emily DeRaven, who was Claire on Lost on ABC. She's 35 today. Meanwhile, Carson Palmer, 37. He's the Cardinals quarterback. Masai Oka is 42. He was Hiro Nakamura on NBC's Heroes.
Oh, sure.
Bill Goldberg of the WWE, he's 50 today. And John Amos, who is, of course, James Evans Sr. on Good Times. Yeah. He's 77 today.
Oh, yeah. David Knopfler. You don't have David Knopfler?
Oh, yeah.
Mark's older brother. Yeah. Once again, they sit around the table going, what are you doing? Gerard Depardieu. You ever heard of him?
Gerard Depardieu.
Yeah, got himself in trouble, I think, for either wanting to stay French or didn't want to stay French. Something to do with politics. There's no telling. And Carla Bonoff is 65. Is that right?
Oh, wow,
really? Makes
me
feel old. Huh. Anyway, all right, that's it. 6:17.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Senate Democrats, they're in panic mode after a report by the Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies that shows minorities are underrepresented in Democratic staff positions on Capitol Hill. And Politico points out that African Americans and Latinos, they represent more than a third of self-identified Democrats nationwide, but they hold less than 3% of senior staff positions for Senate Democrats. Despite liberals constantly claiming Republicans are racist and bigoted, it turns out that the senator with the most diverse office and this staff is Republican. Last month, a Senate staffer reluctantly told the New York Daily News, quote, the lone black chief of staff in the entire U.S. Senate works for South Carolina Republican Tim Scott. Now, his office may be the most diverse in the entire Senate. Sounds like the Democrats have a lot of soul searching to do.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So like many of you, I used to suffer from insomnia. No matter what I did, I simply couldn't get a perfect night's sleep. Then I met Mike Lindell. He is the inventor of MyPillow, and he got me fitted for my very own MyPillow, which has literally changed my life. And not only am I able to get to sleep now, but I stay asleep all night, every night. And guess what? You can too. Just log on to MyPillow.com, or you can call 800-919-6090. Use the promo code Hannity and take advantage of Mike's 2-for-1 offer. Now, MyPillow is made in the USA. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. It has a 10-year warranty, and you can even wash and dry it just like your favorite pair of blue jeans. Log on to MyPillow.com right now or call 800-919-6090 and use the promo code Hannity and get Mike's special 2-for-1 offer. And that means you can start getting the kind of restful, comfortable, deep-healing sleep that you deserve. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Hannity, or call 800-919-6090.
Ross Akay with Your Money Now. We might hear today from Boeing about Iran's announcement over the weekend that it has negotiated to pay only about half the announced price for 80 new Boeing aircraft. airliners in an order that the plane maker had said was worth almost $17 billion. Boeing and its European rival Airbus both have huge signed contracts to supply airliners to Iran, the first such deal since international sanctions were lifted under a deal to curb Tehran's nuclear program. Fortune magazine notes Iran entered the market at a time when Boeing, Airbus, and smaller plane makers have all faced a downturn in orders and could be expected to offer discounts. Fitbit's app jumped to number one among free apps on Apple's iOS App Store on Sunday. That suggests a lot of the company's fitness trackers were unwrapped for Christmas and Hanukkah. Futures are pointing slightly downward. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and the NASDAQ Composite were each up 15 points on Friday. The Standard & Poor's 500 Index rose 3 points to close the week. And that's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060 or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The whole idea of investment is that there's a benefit for you down the road today, possibly, and down the road as well. And Amish Furniture for Generations, really think about the furniture that you buy there as an investment, because the name of the company, I mean, Amish furniture, built by Amish craftsmen, for generations, meaning to be used for generations to come, so that you actually have an heirloom that can be passed down from generation to generation. And as we've explained to you before, at Amish Furniture for Generations, the process of buying furniture there is different than it is any place else, because you're able to basically custom build that piece of furniture to be just what you want it to be, the kind of wood that you want, the kind of finish that you want. And then you have a piece of furniture that can be passed down from one generation to the next. Go by, have a look at it. Kent will be glad to tell you about the process, how the furniture is made, why it's made the way that it is. And what happens is they go up and actually pick up the furniture at the manufacturer and bring it down to you. That's the way they do business at Amish Furniture for Generations. So a little different. Think about your furniture because you spend a lot of time with it. Think about it as an investment, and you'd like to have it give you years of enjoyment and pass it on down the family. That's Amish Furniture for Generations. If you want to call them, you can do that, 774-4500, or you can visit them, Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-777. No membership necessary to purchase.
Well, 2016's been kind of a rough year for a lot of people, but there were some good things that happened. And since we are getting close to the year, it might be a good idea to look back on some of those good things. So I got some cool science stories for you that happened in 2016. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. One of the number one stories in science that happened this year was Einstein's gravitational waves were finally found at last. Einstein's theory of gravity was published in 1916, and it predicted the existence of elusive ripples in the fabric of space known as gravitational waves. But it wasn't until the mid-1900s that construction on a pair of enormous gravitational wave detectors in Washington and Louisiana began. The facility started collecting data in 2002 and began to run with new and enhanced sensitivity last fall. In February, scientists announced that they'd pulled off a discovery 100 years in the making. The detectors caught a fleeting signal from gravitational waves released by a pair of colliding black holes. Another cool scientific discovery this year, we found another Earth. Well, sort of. The discovery of Proxima Centauri b was hailed as a momentous finding. Part of the excitement stems from the fact that Proxima Centauri system is the closest star system to ours. It's a mere 4 light years, or 25 trillion miles away. The planet's also roughly Earth-sized, but more importantly, Proxima b's orbit lies within the habitable zone of its parent star, meaning that conditions are right for liquid water to exist on the planet's surface, raising the tantalizing possibility that it may harbor life. And finally, one of the cool scientific discoveries of this year is that animal minds may understand more than we ever knew. For years, scientists believed that only humans had the capacity for a theory of mind, the ability to reason about another person's beliefs. But this year, researchers concluded that three species of great apes, chimpanzees, bonobos, and orangutans, also have this remarkable ability. And that's just a few cool scientific discoveries that have happened this year. If you want more, check out mentalfloss.com and you can check out the top 10 science stories of 2016. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Yeah, see, you couldn't have done that on Maverick. They'd have been lost. That's pretty high-level stuff.
Yeah.
But liquid water, you know, as opposed to other water, right?
Yeah.
And that whole fabric of time thing. I think I have a story similar to that from our science report last week where, you know, there's a lot of people who get excited about that. I'm going to let them go ahead and handle that for me.
I find it very interesting. And, you know, I do a lot of bit of infos that are, you know, about some silly criminal or something like that. And so occasionally I like to throw some highbrow stuff in there.
Well, it's good because we do enough stories about stupid research. It's probably good that we do some about research that actually could make a difference of stuff that was here before we got here and will be here long after we're gone.
Exciting things.
Yeah, there you go. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 627. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair. For more than 30 years, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Okay, going to continue with weather that you don't expect this time of year, but that's the way it is. Going to be 70 today, about 77 for tomorrow. And then we'll cool down a little bit on Thursday. Do continue to have a slight chance of showers, and even if we don't have the showers, the humidity's really up, and that's why it's just kind of feeling weird, right? Tonight our low is going to be 62. That's the low. 58 for the low on Wednesday. Now, as far as Thursday's concerned, things change a little bit, get kind of breezy. We'll have winds gusting maybe up as high as 30 miles an hour during the day with a high of 64. We get down to 41 on Thursday night, around 58 or so for a Friday, and it's cool on Friday night at 49. And then Saturday, we're back to 70. That's okay. It will get cool. Remember, traditionally, January and February is when it gets pretty cool around here. Right now, winds are calm. We do have some humid conditions out there. There is a little bit of mist and fog, just depending on where you are, so watch for that. And we've got 69 degrees.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Hargrove Insurance, and Cherry Rufino Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
High-speed internet. Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast, high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there is only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast, high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you are looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788, or look them up online at StarfireSatellite.com. Again, StarfireSatellite.com. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984.
Why do some people spend time with their friends and then spend that time talking to other people on their cell phones? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Do you think you won't be able to make your next credit card payments? Or have you already missed a few payments? Have you thought about getting one of those quick loans to make up those payments? At Family Financial, we firmly believe that replacing debt with more debt is not the solution. We are a nonprofit organization that for more than 20 years has helped thousands of individuals like you eliminate their credit card debt. If you qualify, Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, bring your accounts current, and stop those annoying collection calls, saving you thousands of dollars in interest. Our certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Why wait until your debt gets out of hand? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
Etiquette and manners regarding cell phone use and technology in public are still evolving. However,
the golden rule is that you want to give your attention to the people that you're with. So you don't want your mobile device to become a distraction from the very important, very real personal interactions that are going on around you all the time.
Daniel Post-Senning, author of the book Manners in a Digital World.
So obvious places to leave the cell phone off and in your pocket or maybe even behind entirely when you're eating out, public spaces, and that's about more than just the people you're with. It's about everyone that you're sharing the restaurant with and the people that work hard to maintain that establishment. Religious services are another place where I advise people, you know, what are the chances you're really going to need to take an important call?
For a lot of us, the cell phone has become a security blanket. If we're talking on the phone or texting or listening to music, then we don't have to talk to anybody else.
I notice it when I come out of a yoga class, and there's five people sitting on a bench putting on their shoes, and while they're putting on their shoes, they're all checking their phones. And I say to myself, you know, we could just save this for when we're all down on the street, and we would have 5 minutes to look each other in the eye and talk and smile, exchange some pleasantries. But it's really become such a standard these days. So I like to say, if any time you've got an opportunity to put the cell phone security blanket away and engage the people around you, it's a good idea. Oh, I've got another great place that your phone should never be out. The restroom. Just never out of your pocket.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 69 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Brazos County Sheriff's Office is investigating a deadly shooting near the intersection of OSR and Highway 21 West in Bryan yesterday evening. According to the news release, a 911 call came in around 6:30 p.m. from who was described as a hysterical caller. When the deputy arrived on scene, two trucks were parked near the intersection so that the driver's windows were facing each other. In one truck, the victim, 54-year-old Stephen Bishop of Bogota, was found dead with a gunshot wound. The other truck was occupied by the person who had called 911. During the investigation, the westbound lane of Highway 21 in that portion of OSR to through traffic was closed. Deputies learned the subjects knew each other and had talked earlier in the day on the phone. They were arguing about a matter and had agreed to meet at that location. A handgun was found in each of the trucks. Highway 21 reopened around 8 p.m. while OSR remained closed until 12:45 a.m. One of the new rules for College Station's new mayor is joining the Bryan College Station Metropolitan Planning Organization. Carl Mooney on WTAW's The Infomaniac says he is opposed to widening Emerald Parkway to a six-lane highway east of the freeway.
Doesn't make a lot of sense to me. That is not on our city's thoroughfare plan. Never has, and if I have anything to say about it, never will be.
Mooney says a much more effective and efficient way to move traffic is rerouting FM 2818 to Welburn Road, then south to William D. Fitch, then east to Highway 30.
The roads that we call William Fitch right now are the frontage roads for William Fitch. That grassy, wide median, that is where William Fitch eventually will be. And Fitch already runs out to 30, which is the goal of 2818.
Mooney says TxDOT already has a ramp planned to allow southbound traffic on Welburn to go east on Fitch without having to stop. A local dance group could be performing at Donald Trump's presidential inauguration next month, but Lil and Elite Wranglers director Sharon Toops says they're in need of some community support.
We are in need of funds to get these kids to Washington, and we really do need some community help in order to get them there because it's very expensive, and it's all on us.
Toops says they are one of two Texas groups chosen to perform at the event.
Happy to be representing Texas, to be representing College Station, and Brian, it's just an amazing opportunity for these kids to be able to do this.
Lil and Elite Wranglers are selling t-shirts and they started a GoFundMe page. More information is also on Facebook. Bryan police announced the arrests of two men accused of last Thursday's armed robbery at the Stripes convenience store on South College in Carson. Jonathan Bradley of Plantersville was arrested in Grimes County last Friday on a charge of aggravated robbery. Bradley was transported to the Brazos County Jail, where he is held along with Raphael Ginn of Bryan, who was caught about 40 minutes after the holdup. According to Ginn's arrest report, two men entered the store and at gunpoint took an undisclosed amount of money from three cash registers. The arrest report also stated Ginn drove four others in an SUV. Neither Bradley or Ginn were arrested were charged with shooting a BPD officer shortly after the holdup. A College Station man with 31 suspensions on his driver's license was back in jail after his arrest for driving with an invalid license. According to the arrest report from the Brazos County Sheriff's Office, the vehicle driven by 30-year-old Nathan Robertson was stopped for going 60 in a 45. Another local man with multiple suspensions on his driver's license was caught after driving slow enough for a Bryan policeman to notice outdated registration. According to the arrest report, the 22nd suspension for 29-year-old Frederick Bolden was last month. Bolden was taken to jail for driving with an invalid license, two warrants on driving-related charges, and possession of PCP. Whether you start taking down decorations the day after Christmas or you leave them up through Valentine's Day, proper disposal of your real Christmas tree is important. Bryan Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse says a dry tree becomes a major fire hazard.
Leave up your other decorations if you want to, but when the tree has done its bit and it's done, it needs to go. And Brushy Pickup will pick up your trees on the regular schedule, and you can find that schedule on www.bryantx.gov.
Bouse says after your tree is picked up, it will be recycled, and although frocked trees cannot be recycled, they'll still be picked up and taken to the landfill. More federal money could be coming to the Brazos Valley to assist victims of flooding from earlier this year. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development has more than quadrupled the aid previously announced. The Houston Chronicle reports $177 million will be distributed in community development block grants. Where the money will go has not been determined. And if you got a new smartphone for Christmas, be aware of robocalling scammers.
How many times have you seen a number you don't recognize only to hear,
"You are still eligible to reactivate warranty coverage"?
Yeah, they knew your warranty was about to expire, but they need you to give them information. Patty Hsu of the Federal Trade Commission says information needed is the caller's phone number.
File a complaint with us on donotcall.gov, report the phone number that called you, and provide us with some information about what the call was about.
What you don't do is fall for this.
Replay center, do not call list, press 9.
Pressing anything lets the robo-dialer know there's a real person on the other end of the line, and you'll just get more calls. Hsu says simply hang up. LP Phillips, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 69 degrees. Be part of the show. We want to hear from you. Text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More look at the news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, our physicians have always been known for providing highly personalized care. But we also have a hometown advantage in providing the best possible treatment. Aggie Pride. More than 40 of our physicians are graduates of Texas A&M University, and they're proud to practice right here in the heart of Aggieland. Say howdy to a higher standard of healthcare. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Are you turning 65 and unsure of your Medicare options? I'm Richard Casper with Casper Insurance Group, and I can help you sort through the available plans and options at no cost to you. Let me make this easy. Call Casper Insurance Group today. Are you over 65 and losing your employer-based insurance and unsure of your Medicare options? I'm Richard Casper with Casper Insurance Group, and I can help you sort through the available plans at no cost to you. Call today for your best option.
979-731-1699. Good news. Barker's Heating and Cooling is here to make you feel good this winter with a new Lennox home comfort system. Best of all, at Barker's, they have plenty of options for high-efficiency heating for any budget, so feeling cozy at home doesn't mean you'll feel the pinch of high utility bills. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-0618 for nice, perfectly warm Lennox comfort. Call 979-314-0618 or online at barkerservices.com. License TACLA 28101C. Now through December 31st, get 15% off any furnace. Get your free estimate today.
639, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Action Sports. On the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT, stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports. 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com.
We have a stalled frontal system to deal with today. Lots of clouds, temperatures up to 65 to 70. There's the risk of an isolated shower. Best rain will be off to our north and east today. Cloudy tonight, the chance for a stray shower, 60. Mostly cloudy and mild tomorrow, maybe a shower during the day, high of 75. Partly to mostly cloudy, breezy tomorrow night, 55 to 60. Partly sunny and breezy Thursday with a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, as the Aggies get ready to take on Kansas State tomorrow at the Texas Bowl in Houston, some of the players of both teams participated in a little fun at the Houston Museum with visiting children and their families. Meanwhile, the NFC East champion Cowboys took down the Lions last night, and Simone Biles has been named Associated Press Female Athlete of the Year. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Is she Houston?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Cool. Good for her.
Yeah, Cypress area, I believe. Yeah, spring, maybe.
Mm. Very
She's
cool.
She's probably been here and done that gymnastic stuff,
yeah.
You know, probably in some district meet or
right.
something like
yeah.
that.
Right, yeah,
could be, regional. Anyway. All right, so I don't know. Yesterday, of course, they have football games on, and
mm-hmm.
you turn them on because, you know, I always turn on the fourth quarter just to watch because I don't really care who wins.
Hey, quick shout-out,
yeah.
speaking of football.
Yeah.
To the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, they finally
you know,
got a win. Because
they got a win.
They did. I got a story, you know, because they had put together this fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to have a parade
yeah.
for the Browns if they went winless, which, you know, I guess the idea is you celebrate whatever you can.
You celebrate the first round draft pick is
yeah.
what you celebrate.
So anyhow, the last time... I don't know. Maybe we can find the GoFundMe on this.
Yeah.
Let me see. GoFundMe page will be donated to the Greater Cleveland Food. Any money that they raise, I got
oh,
you.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Maybe Google Cleveland GoFundMe Parade, and let's see. Because as of last Wednesday is the only time we had anything, and it was $5,195 yeah. that they had raised, which was, you know, pretty good. But it's a matter of... Obviously, you give money thinking your team's going to lose.
Okay, so
$9,564.
Well,
right
yeah, makes you feel good to donate that. So that's good. That'll go to the Cleveland Fund Food Bank.
Right, mm-hmm. right, yeah, because they got to cancel the parade.
Wow.
So,
okay.
you know,
and you know, who would want to be the grand marshal of the We Went Winless
yeah,
parade?
I'm yeah, I'm not sure.
And you got that Cleveland weatherman who I guess he could shave now.
Right.
Because
good point.
He was not going to shave until they won, and so that's done. But I watched the end of the Mississippi State University of
oh,
Miami.
Oh, yeah, I did too.
Was that two of the worst coaching jobs you've ever seen? I mean, you know, Miami's got... two timeouts left, and they
mm-hmm.
just screw around and blow time, so they have no choice but to try a field goal, which,
yeah.
again, gets blocked, I
yep.
guess, but in the same area of the line as the, what was it, an extra point earlier? With
right,
mm-hmm.
I think so, yeah.
Anyhow, and for their point, from their side, Mississippi State's quarterback got hurt,
mm.
and they bring in a guy who hasn't taken a snap all day on fourth and two, within field goal range, and they ask him to throw a pass, which he threw very poorly,
I'm
as
sure.
you could imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, two really bad coaching jobs.
Terrible.
For teams that weren't that good.
SEC.
That's right, and A&M only lost to one of them.
Right.
So there,
yeah. there we
got
go.
That going on. So that's tomorrow, huh? That's
oh,
the A&M
yeah.
football
that's
game
right.
tomorrow. See how that goes.
Mm.
That's
in Houston.
Rather mm. problematic. Yeah, Zach will
yeah.
be there.
He will.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
We need to get him to tell us what kind of press box food they have.
Yeah, because that's the most exciting part.
They have nice chairs there, which is comfortable.
Oh yeah, that's what y'all said.
Wonder what the attendance will be for that.
I don't know.
Probably pretty good since, you know, it's close to here.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what the tickets cost. That may have something to do with it.
I have a friend that works in the Galleria in Houston, and she said, and I think it was just because it was the day after Christmas, she said yesterday was really busy, and there were already a lot of A&M fans in town.
Huh.
Which, again, I think she might just be.
Yeah. They're probably A&M fans in town all the time in Houston.
Right, exactly, mm-hmm. Exactly. And I don't know if she saw some K-State fans, too, you know.
Never know. All right, so here's Barry, our leader, who taught constitutional law, I believe, at the University of Chicago.
Okay. I'm confident that if I had run again and articulated it, I think I could have mobilized a majority of the American people to rally behind it.
Yeah, but there's this thing called the Constitution.
Yeah, you can't do that.
We can't run again.
Do you want to talk to the football coach who says, hey, if that kid hadn't done this, we'd have won?
Yeah.
I mean, every team would potentially be a national champion or state champion if something hadn't happened against the rules, but those dang rules get in the way sometimes. And
if I had run again, then I would be president. And
it's always easy to say if when you can't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know.
Please. Nothing to do with anything.
Suspend term limits so that I can just stay president forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he thinks he's smart enough to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, of course, you know, then that got Trump all wound up. Always fun to get him wound up. Because he tweeted
back.
Because
it's so easy.
Yeah, because it is really, it is kind of easy. So, and Merry Christmas to the, and the president is going to be speaking, on January the 10th in Chicago, kind of his farewell address. So you got that going on for you in Chicago where people died.
These were deliberate and planned shootings by one gang against another.
Uh-huh.
They were targeted knowing fully well that individuals would be at the homes of family and friends celebrating the holiday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This was followed by several acts of retaliation.
Oh, yeah, because that is happening. That's Eddie Johnson. Eddie is the superintendent of police in Chicago.
Christmas Eve and into Christmas Day, we had a reprehensible amount of shootings and murders. Detectives are investigating 27 shooting incidents, 12 of which were fatal.
12! 12 were
so
fatal.
So scary.
I mean, in fairness, one is reprehensible, but wow,
I was
12.
And I was trying to, I wish we could have up-to-date numbers, but apparently the people who maintain the websites about how many homicides are in Chicago must have taken the holiday off, because we only have 703. That's 703 homicides in Chicago, and only through the 23rd. So we have at least 715 now.
Right.
4,300 shootings. I mean, let that sink in. 4,300 shootings. That's like the city of Hearn.
In one city.
Yeah.
In one city.
But, you know, it's not the gun laws' fault there, even though they have some of the most strict gun laws in the country, because everybody's just bringing the guns in from other places. Yeah. All those guns.
Never mind the environment that's causing that to happen. Yeah. But, you know, you can't talk about that.
Mm.
But, again, 715 at least homicides in Chicago this year, and we're not done yet. And that's where the president wants to go have a farewell address about how well things are going. Yeah, I think that'd be 6:48.
If your business wants to reach brides-to-be, your business's ad should be in the spring issue of Brazos Valley Bride. Brazos Valley Bride magazine is full of pictures of beautiful local brides and local articles. It's where brides go to find the perfect wedding dress, the right wedding planner, and the best photographer. Advertise in Brazos Valley Bride. It's a great resource. Contact Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting at 695-9595 or email him at sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue. Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
January isn't exactly the time that most folks think about planting flowers. That's a shame, however, because there's some absolutely fabulous plants that fall by our wayside when we're hibernating until springtime. The best of the cool season color plants. I'll be back with details right after this message. Get ready for gardening season 2017 with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Order by calling my office during the weekdays, 800-752-GROW, or order it at neilsperry.com. This is the book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. I self-published this book. It was printed in San Antonio. It's hardback. It's on the best paper available. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Not on Amazon, not in stores. If you go there, you'll find the old book from 1991. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Every book goes out signed. It's only $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week, 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or at neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com. When it comes to cool season color, pansies are the all-stars of all time in Texas. Fact is, they're so dependable over Texas winters that they have long ago become the best-selling annual flowers of the entire year, outselling all hot weather plants handily. Of course, we have a lot of different kinds of hot weather plants. We have only a few that do well in the cold weather, but pansies are certainly at the top of that list. We have lots of wonderful new varieties, smaller flowering violas that do very well for us. There's some wonderful plants in the pansy clan. Pinks come in all shades of red, rose, pink, white, and lavender. They're single or semi-double flowering sisters of carnations with the same clove-like aromas. Next to pansies, they're our most winter-hardy annual flower. They get their name because the petals look like they've been cut with pinking shears, not because of their color. Snapdragons are next on the list of winter hardiness. In fall, we might suggest dwarf types for bedding plant use, and they still can be planted in midwinter. However, if you want 18 to 20-inch snaps for cut flower gardens, set out the transplants in the next 3 or 4 weeks. Those are the main plants that we set out in the fall and enjoy over the entire winter and into early spring. Of course, the ornamental cabbage and kale plants also bring you a lot of great color, but they're not flowering, so we're not going to include them in this list. Petunias are sold all spring long, but veteran Texas gardeners know that the best petunias are those that are planted early as garden centers receive their first shipments. That'll happen in South Texas during January, in North Texas in February and early March. You want to choose the newer, smaller, multiple flowering types for the best and longest display. Sweet Alyssum is the finest really low border flower in shades of white, pink, rose, and orchid. Its mature blooming height is less than 3 inches, very fragrant, and a wonderful border plant. Larkspurs may be listed in seed catalogs as delphiniums, but the plain old reseeding larkspur is still the best in Texas. You want to collect seed from a neighbor's reseeding garden later this spring and let them establish among your other annuals and perennials. Stalks are heavy-headed snapdragon lookalikes. Their pink, orchid, rose, and white flowers are borne on stout spikes. Calendulas aren't used as often as they ought to be, but they're good cool-season plants that would be set out just a little bit later, as are nasturtiums from seed and foxgloves sold as digitalis. They're listed as biennials, but there are some wonderful annual types, and English daisy and Swiss chard. Oh, my. Good lesser-known shade trees in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:53. In A&M football, as the Aggies get ready to take on Kansas State in Houston for the Texas Bowl tomorrow, the future of A&M suspended junior wide receiver Speedy Noyle apparently will be decided later, according to Coach Kevin Sumlin, adding that he's focused on the 115 players at the bowl who are doing things right.
You know, Speedy's just like we talked about. It was, you know, one step forward and two steps back. And, you know, the things that he has done, you know, have not been malicious. It's been on him. He's made mistakes. He's come a long way as a person, believe it or not. But he still is making a ton of mistakes. So that's something we'll talk about, you know, when we get back. I told him, you know, the focus is not going to be on you. you're not here at the bowl game, and you need to go home and think about, you know, what you really want to do in life, and give us some time to think too.
That's Coach Sumlin on My Aggie Nation. Noyle turned himself in to the College Station police last week on a marijuana possession. In good news, however, both Kansas State and Texas A&M did some good, having some fun at pre-Texas Bowl activities at the Children's Museum of Houston as they participated in a scavenger hunt with children and their families, scouring the museum looking for items, among them A&M quarterback Trevor Knight and All-American defensive end Miles Garrett, who posed for pictures and gave autographs. The Texas Bowl has Kansas State taking on A&M tomorrow night at 8 p.m. at NRG Stadium in Houston. Pregame will be at 7, and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. Elsewhere in college football, number one Alabama and Coach Nick Saban are the closest the college football playoff has to seasoned veterans. Coach Saban says it's all about your mindset.
You know, when you're focused and something's important to you, you sort of manage the circumstance that you're in, the distractions that you have. You find a way to make time for yourself so that you have a quiet time, but you also find a way to be very focused and pay attention to detail when you need to. So that you can do a good job because it's important to you.
The fourth-ranked Washington Huskies are new on the scene. Both teams arrived in Atlanta yesterday to resume preparation for Saturday's Peach Bowl semifinal game at the Georgia Dome. In A&M women's basketball, after picking up their first ranked win of the season with a 105-84 victory over then number 19-ranked Syracuse in their last game, the team hosts Prairie View A&M at 1 p.m. tomorrow to close non-conference play. Pre-game for that will be at 12:45, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In the NFL,
second and 8 at the Lion 19. I'm telling you, you really don't want to settle for 3 points against this team. Snap is back. Four-man rush. There's a deep back shoulder fade to the goal line to Dez. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Dez!
The Lions' playoff berth is in jeopardy after Dez Bryant and Ezekiel Elliott each scored 2 touchdowns in the Dallas Cowboys' 42-21 win over Detroit. Bryant threw his first career touchdown pass. Elliott ran for a 55-yard touchdown, and Dak Prescott completed 15 of 20 for 212 yards, 3 scores, and no interceptions. Detroit will need to beat Green Bay on Sunday to win the NFC North, but the Lions can also wrap up a playoff berth if the Giants knock off Washington. Meanwhile, in the NBA,
Barnes driving left, gets all the way to the rim, and easily lays it up and in. He has yet to miss a shot here in the third. He is 3 for 3.
The Houston Rockets have set a team record by winning 12 games for the month of December. James Harden contributed 32 points and 12 assists in just 3 quarters of a 131-115 rout of Phoenix. Montrezl Harrell had 14 points for the Rockets, who led by 27 entering the final period. And Olympic gymnast Simone Biles has been named Associated Press Female Athlete of the Year. In a vote by U.S. editors and news directors, Biles received 31 votes out of a possible 59. U.S. Olympic swimmer Katie Ledecky, who won 4 golds and a silver in Rio, finished 2nd with 20 votes. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
80 years ago, life was simple, and so was insurance. Since 1936, Van Dyke Rankin has been insuring your family and business, protecting those things most important to you. As a homeowner, we know you want to protect your largest investment. Save money while working with someone you know and trust. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. People just like you, providing insurance services with honesty and integrity.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normanton Tractor team. And don't forget, Normanton Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normanton Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normanton Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normanton Tractor in Normanton, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normantontractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normanton Tractor. Nobody.
Business owners ready to make some changes in 2017. Suddenlink Business is ready to help you do that. Be able to grow your business, expand it. You know, you can get 75 meg download, 10 meg upload for just $124.95 a month. Right now, it's just a phone call away. They've got a special business division at Suddenlink to solve your problems, answer your questions. Number to call is 595-2413, 595-2413, or go to suddenlinkbusiness.com and get the program they've got going on right now or have them custom build one for you. You need more bandwidth as your business grows. Remember, you can get up to 1 gig of bandwidth here in Bryan College Station. We're one of those less than 10% of the cities in America that have 1 gig capacity, but we have it right here thanks to Suddenlink. And, of course, they've got the phone service to go along with it, and both of those services expandable as your business grows. So call Chad Cowan, 595-2413, or go to suddenlinkbusiness.com to find a selection or a solution that is just right for you. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. I know, it's the day after Christmas, a couple of days after Christmas, but 70 for a high temperature today, 62 tonight, 77 tomorrow, 64 and breezy, and we get some sunshine on Thursday. Right now, 69 degrees outside and a little bit of mist. WTAW.